And so these areas where the really hot and dry conditions leading to wildfires has moving around, we certainly don't expect them to occur every year, but we do expect more of them. The odds are changing for these to occur with climate change, with the global warming from the human influences on climate.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. To a scientist, what does this say is going on?
Well, I think it's, you know, you look out the window and you see climate change in action. This is the way it gets manifested. There's normal weather events, there's the normal seasons. If we have June temperatures in March, well, you know, we have experienced them before because we get them in June. If we have a very mild winter, actually people like that because the winter isn't as cold. But we were breaking records then. Now we're breaking records, but we're in the peak of the heat season, and now we're going outside of the realm of conditions previously experienced. And so that's when the damage really becomes extreme, and we get all of these wildfires, houses have been burned, tremendous damage to the environment, and you know, maybe some other consequences to come with regard to things like bugs that have survived the relatively warm winter. So these are all manifestations of climate change that we expect to see more of as time goes on.
And I just was hearing a few minutes ago that that the Weather Service reporting more than 2,000 record temperatures matched or broken just in the last week.
Yes, well, of course, it's easy to break an individual record because a weather system just happens at that particular location. With an unchanging climate, you expect that the number of highs and the number of low temperature records are about the same. And that was the case in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And then by the 2000s, we were breaking high temperature records at a ratio of about 2 to 1 over cold temperature records. But this year, we've been breaking high temperature records at a rate of about 10 to 1. And, you know, I mean, ironically, there are some still some cool spots, mainly in the Pacific Northwest. And cold temperature records continue to be broken. So breaking records is not an indication of climate change, but breaking records at a rate of 10 to 1 versus the cold records, that's a clear indication of climate change.